working them today. I could have had y'all come back another day, but I said we're going to do it all in one day. So we didn't fly him from Ontario, California, not to work him. So we're going to work him today. I should have made him preach the 10 o'clock service, but I was gracious. I was gracious. He just got in about 12 o'clock midnight last night, so I didn't want to do that to him. I said, well, I'll preach the 10 o'clock. I won't work him that hard. And so this young man, well, he's older than I am, but he's still a young man. He's blessed of the Lord. And he's been preaching all over this country for years. He served with me on my staff when I was international president. He was my right-hand individual, especially in my coordination of all the Los Angeles churches and all of our Western conferences that we would do. He was such a tremendous blessing to me. And God's been blessing his ministry tremendously. Those of you who watch Christian television, you've seen him on TBN several times on TBN. What God is doing through him is tremendous. And so his church is in Ontario, California, but he's here with us this morning. And it's a big thing when a pastor leaves his pulpit to come to your church. Come on, stand on your feet. Let's receive him. The one and only, the Reverend, the Dr. Bishop David Horn.
Take someone's hand next to you. Everyone stand on your feet. And tell someone next to you, I'm glad that you're here. Turn around and tell somebody, I'm glad that you're here. Would you take somebody's hand? We're going to pray, and I hear the word restoration is in the house. Shake a couple of people's hands and just tell somebody, say, restoration's coming to this house. Turn around and tell somebody, say, if restoration's coming to my house, it got to come to your house right now. Oh, I feel a praise in my belly. Hallelujah to God. Give somebody a high five. Say, nobody's mad but the devil. Somebody shout, say, restoration is coming to this house. With a loud voice in the back, say, restoration is coming to this house. Say, it's already here. Oh, y'all, if y'all begin to clap your hands, you're going to walk in a brand new season. I want y'all to give God just a 30-second praise by opening your mouth. While you open your mouth, doors are opening right now. Oh, I dare a dog dare you to open your mouth. This time next week, some doors are going to open. Come on and give God another 10-second praise right now. Somebody say glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in prayer right now. Raise those hands up. Put your brother and sister's hands. God, as I walked into this place of worship, I heard the word restoration. Restoration. God said, you're not the tail, but your head. Oh, I feel that. Somebody just screamed. Somebody just shouted. Some door just opened up. And there's angels in this place right now. I said, there's angels in this place right now. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would just do a turnaround. We thank you for the man of God, Bishop Noel Nicholson. We thank you, God, for the staff of this great ministry. We thank you for those that are members of this church and those that are guests and those that are first-time visitors. It's not by accident, but it's by divine appointment. And I declare and decree miracles right now. I want y'all to reach up and grab a miracle. There's a miracle. You name your... Oh, Shabba. Oh, Shebe. Hey, Shebe. Hey, hey. Somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's coming back to church. Somebody's coming back to the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I declare and decree it is so. Somebody said, declare and decree it is so. It is so. Now put your hands together and give God a praise. Come on, put your hands together and give him a praise in the house. Hallelujah to God. Remain standing, remain standing. I know we're sitting and standing and sitting and standing, and I know it's very comfortable in the seats that you are, so I'm going to make it. I'm just going to do one swoop. Is that all right? Everybody say one swoop. There's a restoration that's coming. It's already here. It's been here. This is the year of restoration. When is it happening? Somebody say now. When is it happening? Hallelujah to God in the name of the more. Oh, you know what? I just heard from the Lord. Just reach over and just nudge your shoulder. Just nudge your shoulder to the next shoulder. Say, the more pressure they put on you, the more blessed you're going to be. Oh, sha-ba-ba-ba, sha-ta. Oh, shame. Reach over. Just lean over. Lean over to somebody. Get and just lean over. Say, the more pressure they put on you, say, the more the blessings come into you. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Give somebody a high five. Say, I just got my second win. Come on, come on, some of you young people. Come on, give an uppercut to the devil. And right on the count of three. One, two, three. Come on. Oh, come on. I just got my second. What did I say? I just got my second what? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord found in the book of Isaiah. We're on assignment all the way from Southern California. Turn with us to Isaiah 43. Somebody needs to come home. Somebody needs to rededicate their life to the Lord. Talk to somebody. You got your own pulpit right next to you. Tell somebody, say, you need to come on. Come on home. Come on home. Say that they're looking straight. Tell them, come on home. The word of the Lord says this. We give honor to the Lord today. We thank God for your great pastor, Bishop Noel Nicholson. Come on. Honor to him. Amen. And to this staff and to the praise team and to sound and the music. Show some love to the music. Praise God. Very quickly. I'm reading a different version, so it's a different version, but it's you just follow me, whatever version you're at. In verse number 1 in chapter 43 of Isaiah, now this is what the Lord says. Oh, the one who created you, Jacob, the one who formed you. Look at somebody, say, formed you. Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. When I say name, look at somebody and call your name out. I've called you by your, tell them your name. Oh, Shabba. You are mine. Y'all need to raise your hands. I belong to God. I will be with you when you pass through the waters. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. You will not be scorched when you walk through the fire. Do I have any fire walkers in here? And the flame will not burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, and given Egypt as a ransom for you, Cush and Sheba in your place. Because you are precious in my sight and honored. I love you. I will give human beings in your place and people in your place of your life. Hallelujah to God. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring you your descendants from the east side of Chicago. Oh, not that one. Gather them from the west side of Chicago. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, do not hold them back. I'll bring my sons from a far away, my daughters, and from the even the end of the earth. Everyone called by my name, and I've created for my glory. I have formed him. Indeed, I have made him. Verse 18. Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to old things. Everybody say, look, I'm about to do a new thing. Even now, everybody say, even now, it's coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, amen, a river in a desert. The animals of the field will honor me, the jackals, the ostriches, because I provided water, amen, in the wilderness. Tell somebody, say, who's in charge? Say, my God is in charge. And a river in the desert, and to give drink, my chosen people, the people I form for myself, I will declare my praise. I want you to make a note of this. Tell somebody, say, restore, redirect, and refocus. Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm here on assignment to all of you tonight, this morning. And I give honor to the Lord for these next few minutes to say that these next services that's going to come throughout the rest of this year is going to be a game changer for this ministry. The word that God gave me as I was speaking to your pastor is, you want to write this down, to be able to adapt. Everybody say to adapt. And the reason why I use the word adapt, amen, stuff happens to people. How many ever been a part of the stuff that happened people committee? Raise your hand. Look at somebody, say, I didn't know you were part of that group too, huh? Did y'all hear what I just said? Way in the back, did you hear what I just said? Stuff happens. It is not the stuff that determines who you are. It's how you deal with the stuff that has been dished out to you. It was at 6 a.m. in the morning in the hotel. The Lord gave me the scripture. Turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 6:33. If you have your Bible, very quickly, I'm going to run through these scriptures. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If there was one bulletin point, I would say, amen, in this move of God in these next 4 weeks of, amen, harvesting, is to put God first. And as you put God first, there comes an alignment, amen, in the spirit. And he says, I don't want you to worry, the church, amen, hallelujah to God, about the resources and everything. I have that in the back of my pocket. And God said, I want you, that you as an individual, to understand that if you put me first, stuff is going to begin to line up in your life. Hallelujah to God. Anybody can praise God, amen, when things are going right. But can you praise God in the midst of your struggle? Somebody say amen. I wish somebody would just holler and scream right now. And let you just put the devil on notice that, devil, no matter what you throw to me, I'll yell and I'll scream. Oh, I feel that right now in the name of Jesus. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. The invisible that becomes physical. He said, put me first and I will add. This is a time of restoration and a time of increase. I want you to understand here, hallelujah to God, amen. My assignment here, amen, is to be used by the Lord in the area of evangelism. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, he says to them, amen, that they were daily in the temple praying, and as they were daily in the temple, they had all things in common. And the all things in common, the Bible says that they added to the church, such as to be saved. By them putting God first, by them acknowledging God, by them being in the apostles' doctrine, by them, hallelujah, amen, moving forward, any need that was needed to be met, God met that need by putting him first. What you understand, the Lord gave me another scripture. He says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he shall direct your path. Other words, trust, lean on, depend on, care on. Hallelujah to God. Don't go on your own volition, but understand that as you trust me, I will direct you. Hallelujah to God. I hear them speaking in the book of Deuteronomy while they were at the mountain there. And God spoke to Moses and told them, said, you've been at this mountain long enough. It's time to move. The mountain was a place that they learned, amen, the laws of God, the Pentateuch. The mountain was a place of instruction. The mountain was a place of comfort, amen. But what God said to them, it's time to move forward. I want you to disappoint one hand and say, it's time to move forward. Ah, hallelujah. When I see the praise team and I see the choir and the musicians and the dancing and the praising, and I see the adaptability of what God is doing, and I see the social media, amen. You need to thank God for your pastor, because he's a man of, he's relevant. Come on, talk back to me. Hallelujah to God. Come on, give your pastor a round of applause. Hallelujah. He's relevant. My God, today, hallelujah to God. When I mean by relevant, amen, that every generation requires, amen, a certain set of skill sets, amen, that will pull people, amen, to the power of God. And God said here, number one, put me first. Number two, amen, and I will add to the church. Everybody say, put him first, and God will add to the church. Now, it's not about the numbers, amen, hallelujah to God, but it's about the place that God is putting, amen, his emphasis on. And God said that my church, my called out church, is going to be a place, amen, of refuge for those that need refuge. Then he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Acknowledge God in every step and every path that you take. Acknowledge him when you go to work. Acknowledge him when you go to home. Acknowledge him when you come to the church. Acknowledge him when things are up. Acknowledge him when days are down. Hallelujah. Somebody just start acknowledging God before we go in the, amen, beginning of the week. Just acknowledge God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I acknowledge God, hallelujah, in the good days. I acknowledge God in the bad days. And so he says, acknowledge, lean on him, rest on him. Hallelujah to God. And when you rest on him, he said, behold, I do a new thing. What he means by behold, pay close attention. God is doing a new thing. Tell somebody, say, pay close attention. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. In this world of negativism, in this world, amen, of being standoffish, in this world where people, amen, have problems, sometimes you can't see God because you're so focused on, amen, what you need to do. You need to find one speck, one ray, one hope, and behold, hallelujah to God. He just said, amen, if God gives you a testimony, you need to get up and acknowledge that testimony. Behold, hallelujah, stay fixed, stay focused what God is doing. He said, I'll do a new thing. A new thing, a new thing. I'm going to do it. You're going to know it's me. Hallelujah. Can you perceive it? Can you understand it? Can you feel it? Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm an outsider. I sat right there in the seat. I looked around and looked at your faces. I saw some of the sisters in the back just praising God. Hallelujah to God. And I looked over at the pastor. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I said, man, something is about to happen in this church in this next season. Hallelujah. If you believe it, jump up out of your seat and say, God's doing, he's doing a new thing, a new thing. He said, I'm doing a new thing. Tell seven people, a new thing, a new thing, a new thing, a new promotion, a new raise, a new increase. Hallelujah to God. God's bringing a new thing. Somebody say, new thing. Lord have mercy. Amen. Before I close here, I want you to understand. He said, I've created you. Hallelujah. I formed you. You were Jacob. And Jacob was a supplanter. He was a manipulator. He got what he wanted when, amen, he thought he couldn't get it. He said, I changed you from Jacob, amen, to Israel. From Jacob to Israel is the process. Between Jacob and Israel is the sanctification time that God moved, amen, with Jacob on the night, amen, Esau was coming, his, amen, brother. He said, God, I need to get in contact with you. I know I haven't been right, hallelujah to God, but if you keep a roof over my head and food on my table, table. I'll give you a tithe. Hallelujah to God. And the angel began to wrestle. Jacob wrestled with the angel. He said, I must go back, for daybreak is coming. Hallelujah to God. I come to tell you this daybreak, amen, for this ministry. Hallelujah to God. Amen. As he went, his thigh went out of joint. Hallelujah. Out of the socket. Hallelujah to God. The balance that he once had when he was in tests and trials, that he stood up as a man. Now he's leaning. Hallelujah to God. Lean on God and watch God do something. Your name is no more Jacob. Your name is Israel. Your name is no more supplanter. Your name is Israel. Your name, hallelujah, is no more liar. Your name is one that prevails with God. Your name, you came in one way, a hot mess. Hallelujah to God. But when you come out, you're going to come out prevailing with God. Tell somebody, say, I got power. Somebody say, power. I got power. Because the greater one on the inside, he formed me. He shaped me. He made me. He said, you've been formed to give me praise. What the devil can't stand is when you can throw your head back and give God some praise. You should have been dead long time ago, but you're still here. Somebody wave their hands up. Say, I'm still here. I'm still giving him praise. Hallelujah. Some through the water, some through the river, some through the flood. Should have took you gone in 2014, but I'm still here. I've been formed to give him praise. Formed to praise him any way I can. Hallelujah to God. And so now, he said, I'm telling you, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be put people in your place. You're going to have favor, Pastor. I'm going to put your people in your place that have resources. I'm going to put people in your place that will give you the promotion. They don't know why they give you the promotion, but God said, this is a season of favor. I see some favorable people in the audience right now. So say yeah. So say yeah. Look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, you are blessed and highly favored of God, because I declared it, I decree it, and it is so. Can y'all say, I declare it, I decree it, and it is. Listen, listen. He said here, he said, now I'm doing a new thing. A new thing is different what I did when you were in Egypt. Over 2 million people. I used Pharaoh and the whole world then. Hallelujah to God, to honor me. But I ain't going back to that testimony. I'm doing a new thing. A new set of circumstances. A new set of issues. You've never been in this situation before. I do a new thing. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to call those people from the north, south, east, and west. It's time to gather and come home. Hallelujah to God. And those individuals that want to take you out, he said, I'm going to take them out. I do a new thing. I give you new finances. I'll give you a new destiny. I'll give you a new purpose. I'll give you new. Everybody say, everything is brand new. Forgetting the things of old and pressing towards the mark. I'll give you the shopping center. I'll give you the theater. I'll give you the whole block. I know what I did over there, but I'm doing a new thing. Tell somebody, say, I'm doing a new thing. Woo! Somebody shout glory. I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. God.
God, you're taking this from me. God said, I took it from you so I can give you something new. Hallelujah to God. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, let go of the past and let God introduce you to the new thing, the new house, the new car, the new job, healing in your body. I feel new. There's a spirit of newness in the house. Raise your hands up and give him some praise. There's a new wind blowing in this church. Come on and give God some praise. New. Somebody say new. Let me give you a secret. We're made in the image of God, aren't we? Everything God created, he spoke. Shake somebody, say, neighbor, are you made in the image of God? It's your call. If he says it's new, it's going to be new. Because God said it. So now on the count of three, jump out of your seat. I know you're sitting in the theater seat. I know you got to take some effort. But get up and say, God's bringing newness to this house. God's bringing restoration to this. He says, invest in the kingdom. Y'all listen to me. Please focus. Invest in the kingdom. This time the devil said, no. Invest in the best. In Matthew chapter number 25, he says this. Watch it. He gave talents out. 5, 2, and 1. God never does something that is already set up. He works in his newness in open areas. The one that had one talent was afraid to give their time, afraid to give their money, afraid to give whatever, and say, God, I don't want to mess this up that you've given me. So I took the talent of the money and hid it. He called them evil. He called them wicked. He said, you know, I go in areas that there's no seed scattered. Hallelujah. Some of you need to go back to get your education. God spoke to you to do that, but you don't know how it's going to happen. God said, you just make the step and I'll do the new thing for you. Well, I know I'm preaching up in here. Somebody say, preach, color boy. Listen. I wouldn't be God. That's how I operate. Everybody say, how you operate? Every time I operate, I spoke. I said, let there be light. And there was light. If y'all believe there's light in the church, raise up both hands. Declare, say, let there be light. Let there be illumination. Let there be revelation. Let there be increase. Oh my God, today. Give somebody a high five and say it's so. Say it's so. Restore. Closing. Restore. He's going to restore everything that the enemy got. Re means again. What does re mean? Again. He's going to restore. He told Adam, he said, I want you to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Hallelujah. So the first thing he's going to do is restore. And then he's going to redirect. Hallelujah to God. When you come back from your resurrection, remember when Jesus came back from his resurrection, they didn't know if it was him or not. Amen. And what they got was his voice. Tell somebody, say, when you come out of your situation, they're going to say, is that Jan? Is that Peter? Is that Shante? I know I'm preaching up here. Hallelujah. The only way that's going to, amen, they're going to know you is by your voice. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Amen. He was buried the third day. And on the third day, hallelujah, he rose. Hallelujah. Death, burial, and resurrection. Give somebody a high five. Say, we go through a death. We go through a burial. But resurrection is coming after a while. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy. Somebody say joy. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up. Redirect. Refocus. Refocus. Everybody say refocus. Elijah. The servant went out there. And the Syrian army had surrounded the city. And the servant went back to Elijah and said, Elijah, the enemy has the city blockade. Elijah said, Lord, let me pray that his eyes would open. He said, go on back there. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you need to go back with a new vision. Refocus. Refocus. He went back there. And he saw the angels, amen, all around the city. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, amen, as I was looking at this, and I was picturing in my mind vision, hallelujah to God, because without a vision, the people perish. You have more for you than against you. Tell somebody, say, you got more for you. Refocus. 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 Your reality. Your perception is your reality. Put your hand on your heart right now. What you see internally, what you, amen, either believe God in and confidence God in, close those eyes. What you struggle with. If you're mixed up on the inside, open your eyes and look at me. Your life will be mixed up. But if you have that single purpose, that single light, God is about to do something. God is saying to this church right now, there's a rebirthing happening. There's a reawakening happening to this church. There's a reawakening happening to you right now. I said there's a reawakening right now. Hallelujah to God. My God, somebody say reawakening in this house. A reawakening, a repositioning, a refocus. Right now, this message is for somebody. It looks like all the time when you try to praise him, the devil sticks his ugly head up. But God said it is restoration right now. I want you to stand, amen, those that feel in your belly that something is just right around the corner for your breakthrough. I don't know what that is, but God said you belong to him. If this message, a part of this message, God said, when I pray the next 60 seconds, when I start praying, doors are going to start opening for you. And when you go back to work this week, there's a promotion waiting for you right now. God said, you belong to me. There's an anointing. There's angels right up in the second. There's angels right there. There's angels right there. Matter of fact, If you feel those that are standing, I know it's going to take a minute, but I need you to get in the center section over here. Just move quickly. And as you move, God said, now, he said, as you're stepping down every step is another step close to your destiny. Church, just stand in this center section. Some can come down now. Listen, listen, listen. Just stand. Refocus. Redirect. Tell somebody, say the devil got to pay back with interest. Look at somebody. The car he took. There's going to be a better car. Everybody raise both hands. Say, I belong to God. the days that you were in the hospital. The devil gonna have to give those days back. Everybody shout, say, because I belong to God. Tell somebody, say, no NSF in my account. Say that. I know y'all. Oh. Raise your hands and say, I belong to God. You know what the Lord just said? If y'all just praise him right now, the heavens are going to open up right now for you. Restoration has come. Woo. Wait a minute. Got 10 more minutes. Listen. The more they abused Israel in Egypt, the more they expanded, the more they put them in lock and key, the more they multiplied. Everybody say more. Somebody's being healed right now. You have cancer. You have sickness. Right now, raise your hands. I'm praying. Oh, sure. Whew. 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 I declare it right now. I hear somebody praying in tongues. I declare arthritis. I declare cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave right here, right now. Cancer right now. Hallelujah. If it's breast cancer, whatever it is, place your hand on yourself. Hallelujah. I want you to call the name of that person that's sick. The Lord just spoke in my ear. There's a person that's really critically sick. Call their name right now. God said, I'm sending an angel to dispatch. Listen. Daughter, right now, if you raise your hands up, you got your hands like that. God said, I'm about to bring you into a season that's going to blow your mind. God said, praise me right now.